Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Chris Miles, NBA TV, joins us now. Chris, I thought the Pacers were done a bunch of times over. How in the heck is this finals going to a game seven?
You know, that's a great question, because before the finals started, I was like, oh, this would be over in three games, because the Pacers will give up halfway through the fourth game and the Thunder will sweep. But I got to give Indiana credit. Rick Carlisle has done an excellent job, and their bench is to be trusted, and they showed – against the, second youngest team to make it to the finals in NBA history in the Thunder. But they've kind of taken advantage and exploited some of that youth with their experience and their moxie and their championship-caliber coach in Rick Carlisle, and also Pascal Siakam, who also won a championship with the Toronto Raptors. I think you're seeing that experience come to play in some of these big games.
Yeah, Chris, you mentioned, and the Pacers deserve so much credit. So what I'm about to say sounds like I'm taking credit away from them. I don't mean to at all. But there have been a couple times where the Thunder just haven't looked ready to be champions yet. They're so good that they very well might win the whole damn thing and win it in seven games. They're so talented. When they're on, they're unbeatable. They just sort of look at what happened to the rest of the league. But there have been times it looks like they're just sort of playing with their food. Like, maybe it'll just happen for us. And they've been beaten when that's happened. Just kind of give me your reaction to that.
Yeah, you know what's really crazy? I mean, so after, I think it was game two, whatever it was, it was after game one, after the Thunder lost and the Pacers had that comeback, and like we're sitting there on the set and all the players are walking by on the court, and like Shaq looks at them and goes like, I don't like how they're acting. They're acting like this is just another loss. This is the NBA Finals. You're supposed to be angry. Then he came on the show and kind of said the same thing, and like all of the former players were talking to each other, talking about that particular thing. And I truly believe that's the sole reason this is going seven games, is that the Thunder are like one of those young teams, like the old Thunder from, 2011 or 2012. That's like, oh, we'll be here every year. Oh, this is just another big game. But like, if we lose, we'll come back next year. They have that vibe where the Pacers are like, TJ McConnell's like, I'm in my 30s. I may never get this opportunity again. Pascal Siakam's like, it's been 6 years since I've been here. The Pacers have that do or die in them, with a Thunder kind of feel like they're just getting started with this group.
Chris Miles, NBA TV. So make the case both directions. We're talking in 4 days, and the Thunder got back right and won it all. And somehow, some way, despite never having been favored, and despite never really having been given a chance, the Pacers win this thing in seven in enemy territory.
Wow. I mean, that would be great. To me, there's like three things I look at. Points off turnovers, hitting those corner threes, and dealing with that crowd. I have to mention to you guys, being in, quote, Loud City, that's where they call it in Oklahoma City, that's the loudest crowd I've ever heard, like, in my life. I mean, I'm counting Super Bowls, World Series, everything. I'm like, man, I know they said it was loud in here, but there's something about that arena and the fans and how they're into it, that it's going to take a lot for the Pacers to win that game seven. I like Oklahoma City for that, but I think it would be historic if the Pacers are able to do it. Yeah.
Give me a guy for each team outside of the headliners. We know who they are. In Shea, or maybe even Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren, et cetera, for Oklahoma City, Halliburton and company for Indiana. Give me an unsung guy for both teams that you think might step up and have a great game to help his team win.
Well, shoot, the guy I trust most for Indiana, even above Tyrese Halliburton with his calf injury, is TJ McConnell. I mean, we're joking about how this guy can win NBA Finals MVP if the Pacers do win. I mean, I think Siakam would win the award, but I think TJ McConnell is like the biggest X factor, period. For the Thunder, I got to go with the Terp, Aaron Wiggins. You know, one of the coolest moments I have to say as a fan of just sports in general was sitting there after Wiggins had that big, I think it was game two maybe, we had 18 points and Scott Van Pelt was there. And I was like, your Terp looking good, right? And I think Aaron Wiggins is the unsung, like, big factor guy at 26 years old. He's actually one of the older guys on the team, second round pick. I really like Aaron Wiggins for the Thunder, the former Terp, to kind of be the guy that we really have to pay attention to.
Chris, thank you, buddy. Good catching up.
All right, guys.
Enjoy game seven.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.